היום 18 יום שהם שני שבועות וארבעה ימים באומר. Today is the 18th day of the Omer. We are working on the aspect of Netzach, eternity, victory, within Shebet Tiferes, within harmony, compassion, learning the written law, truth, etc. So what are the action steps for today? This year, this happens to come out on a Shabbos, which will be most effective. Shabbos is the best day to work on any Mida. In other years, it may not. But in the Bein Adam LaMalkam area, between man and God. So, in order to obtain Hashem's mercy upon you, and the virtues of His glory, of His Tiferes, that is revealed in the written Torah, in other words, you want Hashem to have mercy upon you. You want to be able to understand Hashem's written Torah. This is all part of Tiferes. You have to make efforts to vanquish your Yetzer Hara. Now, even though you've lost many, many times, the true warrior who has Netzach will not give up trying, even if you have not yet met success in this area. We know that when a king sees a servant trying hard to do the king's will, the king will certainly have compassion upon this person. This will not be the case when the king sees that his servant just sits idly by in despair. The Talmud says that if you do not give up on your Torah learning, the light of the Torah will bring you back to the side of good, and Hashem's glory will ultimately be revealed to you in His written Torah. In other words, the Torah is the guarantee. So therefore, a behavior today is try doing something spiritual, especially in learning, but in any area, that you, especially an area of compassion, that you have failed at many times before. Give it a try. Try to learn a little Chumash today. And try to, you know, even though you try and you fall asleep in the afternoon, just try again. Maybe you could do it. Try to go through the Parsha twice with the Targum. Try to succeed in the written law. Try to show compassion to someone that it's very hard for you to be compassionate towards. Number two, when you see that you have merited to successfully glorify Hashem with your wealth and your wisdom by using them according to His will, don't be satisfied with that. Rather, you should increase to persist and maintain victories in glorifying Hashem with your body and strength that Hashem has kindly bestowed upon you. So let's say, for example, in the area of giving tzedakah, even if you've already reached your daily quota or weekly quota, give some more. If keep learning Torah, even if you've reached a high level of wisdom, instead of moving on to secular forms of knowledge. In other words, you say, well, I already know this Parsha. Why do I got to learn it again? Well, learn it again anyway. You're going to see there'll be higher levels you'll reach. Don't say, well, now I could just read a magazine because I've already reached levels of Torah. And also, if you've learned and or taught Torah to others in your youth, continue to do so at an advanced age. Don't say, well, I learned when I was young. I don't have to learn now. So this is basically increasing, as opposed to the first one where you've failed to try to succeed. You need Netzach to try to succeed. On the other one where you've succeeded, you need Netzach to continue to succeed. Number three, let's say you've perfected the characteristic of Tiferes to the extent that it's second nature for you to be compassionate and to be learning Hashem's Torah. You have to be careful to exercise the characteristic of Netzach to know when not to be compassionate and when not to learn Torah. That's true as well. You have to have a Netzach. You have to fight now the new nature. You have to go against that nature because sometimes you're not supposed to be compassionate. Sometimes you're not supposed to be learning Torah. When could that be? For example, there are certain Jews or non-Jews that the Torah tells you you're forbidden to be compassionate to them. People that are labeled as Rishoyim. People are taking away people from Torah. Enemies of the Jewish people. There are certain people you are not permitted to be compassionate, but now you've developed your meat of compassion. How could I say, no, no, you have to not be compassionate. Even though you now have second nature to learn Torah, but when it comes time to preparing properly for Shabbos, you have to stop learning and prepare properly for Shabbos. You should not view that, you know, And when you have a Shabbos table, quickly finish the meal so you can go back to learning. But no, sing Shabbos Miros, and don't consider that to be Bittul Torah, wasting time from Torah. There's a time you should daven with a relaxed pace on Shabbos and not rush through it because I have to go back and learn. And also, finally, do not teach Torah to someone that the rabbis say is an unfit student who could take the Torah learning that you give to him and use it in an evil way. In the Bein Adam Lechavero aspect, between man and man, you have to persist and maintain compassion towards people you've already been compassionate with, so that compassion remains forever with them. Keep piling on the compassion. Sometimes it's hard. You got to fight it to keep it up. Also, teach the written Torah to others, especially arouse them to honor and glorify the written Torah. And that is mostly accomplished by explaining them the virtues of the eternal life that exists in the world to come. Because we know Torah brings, as we say in the Berachas HaTorah, V'chaye Olam Nata B'Socheinu, eternal life has been implanted in us through the learning of the Torah. That brings Netzach, eternity, through Torah. Remember, the Torah that Moshe gave us, Moshe, we'll see, is Netzach, and that Torah is Netzach. While teaching the written Torah to others, also arouse them to the attribute of truth. Prove to them that the foundation of faith in Hashem is learning the written Torah and by being a true person. If you're not true to yourself and you don't learn the written Torah, you cannot have Emunah in Hashem. And that will not arouse you to learn more Torah as well. Again, when you're involving yourself in any of these activities, any of these victories, whether overcoming a battle or maintaining and persisting, use your upper body. On the simplest level, sometimes it means you got to just stand straight and push forward. Just push forward. And, you know, you don't hunch over and say, oh, who am I? What am I going to do? I'm tired. I'm defeated. This and that. Strong and straight. You should make efforts to win your battles, whether it's overcoming a battle or maintaining and persisting in the daytime, especially on a Tuesday, but any day is fine. Concentrate on the blessing of Berech Aleinu in the evening Amida, although if it's on a Shabbos, would not be possible. But you focusing on all the Amida prayer is also a good thing to do. Concentrate when saying the name of Hashem Tzivakos, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Tzivakos, during the evening prayer that's associated with this attribute. And the quality to acquire Torah, moderation in frivolity and conversation. What does that mean? Well, we know in Hebrew it's bimiut schok v'sicha. There's some very famous Jewish aphorisms. Number one, if speech is silver, then silence is gold. Also, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, even useless words that enter a person's ear cause a word of Torah to go out the other ear. The greatest detraction of Torah study comes by getting distracted and schmoozing while you're learning. So we got to win this battle by limiting those powerful distractions in order to consistently learn. You have a Shabbos afternoon to learn, so what do? You schmooze the whole Shabbos afternoon away. And you have no time to learn. Or when you do sit and learn, you schmooze with somebody. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be sociable. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a nice Shabbos table and have guests and talk about things and socialize. There's certainly moderation in frivolity, jokes, and conversation. That's fine if you do it moderately. But to learn Torah and to acquire the written Torah, which is the tiferes of a person, of a glory, you've got to win the battle by limiting those distractions, the frivolity, and those conversations. All these are especially applicable on a Shabbos. Hashem should help us to successfully integrate and have victory in Netzach Shebitiferes.